WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. With heavy equipment moving dirt in the background, Bryan School District officials held the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School yesterday.
Congratulations to the students, the parents, the teachers, and administrators who will cross the new threshold of Sol Ross Elementary School's front door. This is your school.
Among the thanks given by school board president Doug Wunnenberger were voters and those who promoted the November 2014 bond issue that includes the new building at Villa Maria in Carter Creek. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena is in his third year of attempting to get a sidewalk built from the intersection of Highway 21 and Sandy Point Road west to the Forest Park Apartments across the street from the Brazos County Detention Center.
After failed attempts to convince private property owners to donate land, Pena wants to spend $450,000 that's not in the budget to build the approximate 1,000 feet of sidewalk. It'd be part of a larger project proposed by the Texas Department of Transportation. Before the council voted to postpone action, Pena says he found $500,000 in savings from another project. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick pointed out the council just rejected bids on two other things because the cost came in higher than expected.
You just rejected bids tonight for the St. Joseph improvements where we were short dollars there, and we rejected some bids on the Old Reliance widening, and we've got some additional projects that are coming up to bid which we don't know what those amounts will be yet when those bids come in.
The $250,000 price tag is 25% of TxDOT's $1 million estimate plus design costs to widen Sandy Point, also known as FM 1687, and add sidewalks, curbs, and gutters and drainage. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Motorists in Brazos and Madison counties now have another way to get over the Navasota River. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the new Democrat Road Bridge has been opened. There will be some work to do to completely finish the nearly $1 million bridge, but it does not require the road to be closed. Reaction to the suicide explosions in Brussels includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who spent a couple of days in the Belgian capital's last August meeting with NATO officials. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he was told then about terrorists that had taken over some neighborhoods.
They were telling me about the parts of Brussels that you just didn't go into because these Islamic folks have been allowed to come up and take over neighborhoods and basically impose Sharia law, and the local police would not even go in there because it was dangerous for them. And so, I mean, it's like having a mini Afghanistan in the middle of one of Europe's cities.
Flores says President Obama continues to push for immigration reform in the U.S. that the congressman compares to the standards in Europe that led to the bombings in Brussels. College Station Police has released surveillance video of a residential burglary that took place 2 weeks ago. The video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, shows a man taking two laptops and a purse. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 49 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Should be a beautiful day overall. Lots of sunshine. We'll see temperatures recover to 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Sunny for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer. Highs will reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. Lows near 60. For Easter Sunday, partly sunny and breezy. Maybe an afternoon shower, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit. The A&M men's basketball team is done with a pretty remarkable season, unfortunately. We'll have more on that. Aggie baseball gets a win, and we'll have more from the NBA and a lot of that, which I know is Scott's favorite, and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
Can't get enough NBA.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That's fine.
I got some Spurs news for you. That's pretty important.
Well, you know, but the Spurs aren't the NBA. The NBA hates the Spurs.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Well, they do. They hate them. They're in some market somewhere in Texas. They have black and white uniforms. They just
win.
They continue to. They have players who behave themselves. I mean, it's nothing like the NBA.
The most talkative coach in NBA history.
Exactly, exactly.
He's a great interview.
Yeah, you know that has got to be true. It is just, it's not the NBA. When's the last time there was anybody on the Spurs that had a paternity suit against them? I'm just saying.
Wow.
What? We've already talked about that.
Happy Friday.
Hey.
That's where I was going.
Father's Day in the NBA is surprise day, as far as I'm concerned. A woman in Great Falls, Montana, entered a coffee shop to get some frozen yogurt. Police officer, who was participating in the coffee with a cop event, noticed the woman was stumbling. When she walked past him, yep, the smell of alcohol, the officer followed the woman outside of the parking lot where he asked if she had driven. She showed the officer her keys. I get a lot of that. And she was being escorted to the police car after the officer checked her vehicle, which was resting against the light pole. What was your first clue? Wouldn't it seem that you'd veer away from the yogurt shop if you see the cops in there? I know.
Info.
Nation, no more than you'd veer away from the pole when it was coming at you.
Well, that too. Yeah. I'll just rest my car right here. It'll be fine.
And who goes to a coffee shop for frozen yogurt?
I don't know.
Confused.
That's what I do every time I have an accident.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Oh, I need a yogurt.
Do you want to learn the Bible? Are you tired of hearing stories, jokes, and constant illustrations when all you really want to do is worship God and learn His Word as He deems appropriate, as we see in John chapter 4 and verse 24? If so, why not visit us at the BCS Church of Christ? At the BCS Church of Christ, it is our goal to stand firm upon God's Word and not upon the teachings and ever-changing opinions of men. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus clearly tells us that the truth will set men free. Later in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus says that God's word is truth. Thus, it is only by following God's word that men and women will actually be set free. The doctrines of men destroy true New Testament Christianity, and it should not be this way. If you would like to, come visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, or come visit our website at thebcschurchofchrist.com to find out more about our times of study and worship.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, let's do something different.
Okay.
Why do we have tickets for Texas A&M baseball.
Cool.
Yeah, because, you know, they'll be playing like the LSUs again tonight.
Yeah.
And I've got tickets, so, you know, if you'd like to go, it's at 8 o'clock tonight, which is kind of a different time. 695-1620, pair of tickets, 695-1620 for LSU. See? Because we never give tickets away. The poor.
And the baseball team, there wasn't a very big crowd out there last night.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it's LSU, you know.
They had some fans, and speaking of stumbling into coffee shops.
Now, you were out there for the spirit thing?
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were quite a few Tiger fans who'd made the trip and brought refreshments with them.
Well, look, if you woke up every morning in Baton Rouge, wouldn't you A, want to get out, and B, forget that you'll have to go back to Baton Rouge?
Good point.
All right, but anyway, so we have tickets for you, a pair of tickets for tonight's game. It's, of course, it's Good Friday. It's also Pecan Day. It's Waffle Day in Sweden. Now, not exactly sure why they get a special day. So be it.
Well, it's close to the Belgians, and they've got the best waffles. Everybody knows that.
Of course they do. You want to see some baseball?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
I'm Gary.
Gary? Tell me, what's your last name, Gary?
Everett.
Gary, what do you do, Gary?
I work for Texcon.
You got to work today?
Yes, sir.
God, dog. Hey, I forgot. I forgot the office is closed today. How do we get you tickets? What time you got to be at work? What time you got to be at work?
I'm headed in right now.
All right. Go ahead.
Let me get where could I pick them up at?
Well, here at the radio station.
Oh, I can come by there today.
Oh, you can do that. Okay. All right. Well, you hang on for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. All right. You got the tickets. I forgot about the logistics of all that.
I didn't realize we were closed all day.
Yeah, aren't we? I mean,
I don't know.
There's a thing on the wall in there.
Oh, well, then yeah.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, okay, it's Tolkien Reading Day. It's National Medal of Honor Day. And this is kind of interesting. Back in the 1700s, this used to be New Year's Day. Till that Gregorian calendar thing happened, okay? And so now January 1st is the first day of the year. But this used to be the first day of the year. Just saying. Okay. All right. We got birthdays.
Yes, we do. We have several of them. Hang on just a second. There we go. All right. Allison McCulloch is 27 from iZombie. Catherine McPhee is 32 from American Idol. Danica Patrick, 34 years old, the race car driver. Lee Peace, 37 from Guardians of the Galaxy. He played Ronan the Bad Guy. Juvenile, the singer's 41. Lark Voorhees, 42 years old, from Saved by the Bell. Cheryl Swoops, the three-time WNBA MVP, is 45. Sarah Jessica Parker, 51. Lisa Gay Hamilton, 53. Marsha Gross is 54. Brenda Strong is 56 from Desperate Housewives. Haywood Nelson is 56. He was in What's Happening. He was Dwayne. Bonnie Belinda is 68. Elton John, Sir Elton, is 69. Paul Michael Glazer, he was Starsky on Starsky and 73. Aretha Franklin, 74. Gloria Steinem, 82 years old. And Gene Shalit, and his hair, is 90. That's all I got.
I'm busy. Are you done with the entire weekend of birthdays?
No, you usually go in between. I can keep going.
Keep going. I got stuff. I'm trying to get
you doing stuff.
Tickets taken care of.
Okay. Keira Knightley is 31 on Saturday from Pirates of the Caribbean. Jonathan Groff, 31 from Frozen. He was Kristoff the Mountain Man. Amy Smart is 40. The Butterfly Effect. T.R. Knight is 43 from Grey's Anatomy. Kenny Chesney, 48 years old on Saturday.
He's rich.
Yeah, he is. Michael Imperioli is 50.
I like him.
I do, too.
He does good work.
John Stockton, the retired Utah Jazz star, is 54. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, 56.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Favorite movie.
Dirty Dancing?
Yes. The okay. Original.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Why'd they even do a remake, right?
Exactly. Marcus Allen, 56 years old. Lisa Gibbons is 59.
Lisa.
She's from Beaumont, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I used to watch her. That's how long.
I'm sorry?
Is she 60 now?
Like, wow. Through her window?
No. I lived in Beaumont then and actually met her a couple of times.
I think he's inferring maybe they babysat her.
No.
We watched her.
No. We were in the media together.
I was giving you a hard time.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Gibbons is 59 today. Dean Dillon, the country singer-songwriter who helped George Strait with Easy Come, Easy Go, Oceanfront Property, and The Chair.
Yeah, he's written a few. He has written a few. Mailbox Money.
Yeah, 61 years old. Martin Short is 66. Vicki Lawrence is 67. Steven Tyler is 68. He's doing country music now. Diana Ross, 72. Bob Woodward from Woodward and is 73. James Caan, 76.
What?
Nancy Pelosi, 76 years old. Alan Arkin is 82. If you say it real fast, it doesn't hurt nearly as bad.
Really?
And Sandra Day O'Connor, one of the Supremes, 86 years old.
Now, a couple of these things just to make you feel old. Have you ever watched The Rifleman?
Yep.
And that little kid, Paul, kept running after him. Johnny Crawford is 70. 70, okay? Jessica McClure, remember her? The little girl who fell down the well?
Oh, wow. Yes.
In Midland, Texas?
I do.
Okay. 30. She's 30.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, you thought you were young, but you're not. By the way, all right, so I got the ticket thing taken care of, so I can tell you that tomorrow will be National Spinach Day. Celebrate as you see fit. It's Nougat Day. Nougat is really usually with stuff. You know, it's not like you...
Right. Yeah, you don't just eat nougat.
Give me a big pile of nougat and a spoon.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's Purple Day tomorrow.
Oh.
And maybe bestest of all, tomorrow is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Oh.
Awesome.
I mean, for whatever reason, right? Just that Saturday there. All right, and it's Sunday. Sunday will be, of course, Easter Sunday. It's Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. I have plenty of them. National Joe Day. So if you know somebody named Joe, it's Neighbor Day. And National Protocol Officers Week.
Okay.
That's a little esoteric. All right.
Okay.
Birthdays.
Fergie, who turns 41 on Sunday. Nathan Fillion is 45. Mariah Carey, 46. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost is 46. Pauly Perrette, girl from NCIS.
Yes. Yeah.
47 years old.
Really?
Looks like she's 16.
She does.
Yeah, she really does. Yeah.
Talisa Soto, one of the Bond girls, is 49. Quentin Tarantino is 53. Andrew Ferris from INXS is 57. Bart Connor, he was an Olympian and gymnast, he is 58. Tony Banks from Genesis, 66. And Michael York.
Oh, yeah.
Basil Exposition is 74. He's also in Cabaret.
Do you get Cary Yarbrough?
Nah.
He's 77. And Randall Cunningham, former NFL quarterback, beat 53.
Oh, his daughter.
Right, the high jump chick, right?
Yes, and she just went professional and, like, signed with Nike.
Really?
Mm-hmm, because I remember we talked about it when I was on the show last week, and I saw an article come out that she has turned pro and I believe is now endorsed by the Czech.
Okay, so you could, can you make a lot of money in the pro high jump deal thing?
I'm assuming with, you know, more so it's like the endorsements thing, I guess.
And they get appearance fees. If you're really, really good, especially in the European track and field, they'll pay you just to come run.
And she's young, right?
So, right.
I mean, yeah, she's...
Weren't we talking, like, high school, right?
Right,
we, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly right. Well,
so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what, do you get an excuse from not being in class? Oh, I had to go to Europe for a track meet. Does that work? You could do that?
Yes.
Well, does turning pro, does that mean she can run in college or jump in college?
No. She's done.
She's
can't
done.
Do that. Now she could.
But she'll still go to, well, I don't know.
They
she'll
allow
to
them to somehow, that works then where they can be in the Olympics. I don't know how it works anymore, but they do.
Okay.
All right. And if she wanted to play volleyball, for instance, in college, she could, I think. Because that's not her sport.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm also thinking that folks who sponsor her probably wouldn't want her doing that.
Playing
kind of
volleyball and jumping on ankles and whatnot.
Don't be doing stuff like that.
You blew an ankle and you can't run in the Olympics. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
6:23.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And so there's going to be a choice in this election. There's no such thing as a perfect candidate. Doesn't exist. But, you know, are we going to now reverse the course we're on, which is America decline? That's what I'm hoping we do. And I believe conservatism is the answer. I put the Conservative Solution Caucus together 2 years ago. You know, the penny plan, balance the budget, healthcare savings accounts, energy independence, immigration, secure the borders, build the wall, choice and education, all these things I laid out. I haven't changed my views one bit. You know, and the criticism that's coming my way because I interviewed all the candidates and gave them airtime, and as if I am responsible for how this campaign works, that is just laughable.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Corporations are expressing disappointment, and the NCAA vowed to monitor what North Carolina does next. Now that the state has banned any local government measures protecting people from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, American Airlines, which operates its second largest hub in Charlotte, IBM and Biogen, which have facilities in the state's Research Triangle, and payments processor PayPal, which had announced plans to hire 400 people in Charlotte only last week, are among major employers condemning the new law. Volkswagen and its Porsche unit say they're recalling a total of about 800,000 Touareg and Cayenne SUVs worldwide because of a potential problem with the pedal system. Volkswagen says a problem was detected in internal checks with possible loosening of a retaining ring on the bearing block of the pedal system. Stocks closed little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials added 13. The NASDAQ gained 4. The markets closed today. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Good morning, 628. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. It'll warm up and be pretty nice today. 72 will be our high. Northeasterly winds at about 5, becoming southeast this afternoon. Going to baseball tonight or something else, 51 will be our low under clear skies. Tomorrow, nice, 78 degrees and winds out of the south. About a 20% chance of some showers on Sunday. A high of 74 after any fog burns off. We'll be at 48 on Sunday night, and then Monday and Tuesday, looking at 70s once again. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 6, 61% relative humidity, and we've got 47 out there.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. It is Good Friday, which means we're closing in on Easter. Well, most everyone knows the origin of Easter, but nobody seems to know exactly why rabbits lay eggs. There's no story in the Bible about the long-eared cottontail creature known as the Easter Bunny. There's no passage about young children painting eggs or hunting for baskets overflowing with scrumptious Easter goodies. So where did it all come from? According to the University of Florida Center for Children's Literature and Culture, the origin of the celebration and the origin of the Easter Bunny itself can be traced back to the 13th century, pre-Christian Germany, when people worshipped several gods and goddesses. The Teutonic deity Eostra was the goddess of spring and fertility. Feasts were held in her honor on the equinox. Her symbol was the rabbit, because of the animal's reproduction rate. So we'll move forward a little further to the first Easter Bunny legend, and it was documented in the 1500s. And by 1680, the first story about rabbits laying eggs and hiding them in the garden was published. Of course, then those legends were brought to the United States in the 1700s by German immigrants in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, and the tradition of making nests for the rabbits to lay their eggs in followed soon thereafter. Eventually, nests became decorated baskets, and colorful eggs were swapped for candies. So while you're noshing down on some chocolate and marshmallow chicks this Easter Sunday, think fondly of this holiday, remember actually what it's for, and impress your friends with some interesting Easter facts. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
If you have a video camera, it probably has a zoom lens, and you're about to discover why you should hardly ever use it. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you want the video you shoot to look and sound great, a good rule to remember is to get up close and don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes.
What we say with our mouths is only part of the information that we convey. The rest of it is all in our eyes, in the wrinkles in our forehead. You can't see any of that stuff if you're too far away.
Steve Stockman, author of the book How to Shoot Video That Doesn't Suck.
People are really the stars of video. I mean, it's nice to shoot a broad expanse of the Grand Canyon, but it's not going to look very good when you play it back on your iPhone. So what we're shooting, whether it's a sales video or a home video, is people. Faces are where the action is for people. It's where the emotion is and where a lot of that message is.
And Steve suggests you resist the temptation to use the zoom on your camera.
That's because 10 times zoom means 10 times shakier. So I recommend that people zoom with their feet. You should walk really close to them, turn the zoom lens all the way down so your picture is nice and wide.
Because when you do that, two things will happen.
One is you're going to engage better with your subject, so they'll pay attention to you. If you ask a question, they can answer it. The other is if they actually say anything, you'll be able to hear it. Because even though there are zoom lenses, there's no such thing as a zoom microphone. So if you're sitting across the room trying to record something somebody's going to say, it's going to sound terrible.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33, 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District supporters of all ages gathered yesterday for the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School. Speakers after students sang the school song included school board president Doug Wannenberger, who thanked three separate citizen committees.
It's important to recognize the path to get here for several reasons. First, at each step of the way, citizens determined the recommendations to present to the board. These citizens were parents, teachers, community and business leaders, and students. Second, in approving, the board recognized the efforts to develop plans and, more importantly, the body of knowledge developed by our citizens' committees, which made their recommendations valid. Third, the importance of the citizens' contributions to governance of the district cannot be denied. This is your district.
The new building at the corner of Villa Maria and Carter Creek will replace the current campus that is 55 years old. Three members of the Bryan City Council want to spend at least $400,000 that's not in the budget to build about a half mile of sidewalk.
Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the sidewalk's part of a Texas Department of Transportation proposal to widen Sandy Point Road, also known as FM 1687, west from Highway 21.
They were looking at the turning movements from 21 to just past where the county property is where the length would be for the three lanes, to incorporate a center two-way turn for turning movements for the apartments and folks going to the jail and the county properties there. Once you get past that, they didn't see much need for it. three lanes at that point in time because the demands for the two-way turns there are kind of diminished.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who's in his third year of trying to get a sidewalk along Sandy Point from the Forest Park Apartments to 21, went to TxDOT after private property owners would not donate land. The request submitted by Pena and Mike Sutherland, which is also supported by Al Sines, was tabled until the next meeting. If approved, the city would be responsible for at least $150,000 for the engineering design, then another $250,000 as the local share of TxDOT's $1 million construction cost. The Bryan Council rejected bids on two street projects at this week's meeting because they were over budget. They were a $3 million offer for improvements around 29th and Villa Maria and $550,000 to widen shoulders on Old Reliance. The council did approve a more than $7 million contract to rebuild Old Hearn Road and Wilkes, along with adding drainage improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the opening of the new Democrat Road Bridge over the Navasota River between Brazos and Madison counties. Construction began last July on the $1 million bridge, and there are still some items to be completed, but what remains does not require the road to be closed. 2 weeks ago, a College Station woman woke up at 4 in the morning to her barking dog and went downstairs to discover her purse and two laptops were taken. Police has released surveillance video of a man going into the home and taking the property. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. College Station police report shoplifting dog food and a Bluetooth speaker has become a robbery investigation. That's after a loss prevention employee at the Walmart store was punched in the face while trying to stop the shoplifter. The employee received minor injuries from the altercation yesterday afternoon, shortly before 4. The suspect is described as a white man in his 30s. College Station Animal Control report the owner of a dog that bit a man Tuesday night left the scene without giving any information. The search continues for a white-colored small shepherd mix dog that was being walked on a leash by a woman in the area of Shenandoah and Austin. Animal Control wants to place the dog in rabies quarantine for the safety of the victim. Anyone with information about any of those incidents is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. The suicide explosions in Brussels can happen in the United States, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
If we don't get better at in rebuilding our national defense, rebuilding our national intelligence operations, that same thing will happen here.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says the U.S. needs tougher immigration laws, which he says is the opposite of what President Obama wants.
The reason that Europe's having these problems is because their immigration laws are lax. And they've decided that it's okay to let everybody in without any kind of background checks, which is totally inappropriate. Well, Obama's trying to do the same thing here. And he was so unconcerned about what happened in Brussels, he continued to stay at a baseball game with Raul Castro and do the wave with him and admire Che Guevara's shirt. And I just terribly disappointing and disturbing the American people how he's behaving and his policies in light of the things that are happening around the world.
Flores says when he went to Brussels last August, NATO and other officials described parts of the Belgian capital as a mini Afghanistan due to neighborhoods that were taken over by Islamic terrorists. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 47 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment knows you want to keep your yard beautiful all season long. With the John Deere EasyTrack zero-turn mower, you're able to get the precise cut you want around every turn. Plus, they have an affordable deal that you just can't pass up. Right now, get up to $800 off model year 2015 EasyTrack zero-turn mowers. Stop by today or visit cptractor.com to find the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you. Offer ends May 2nd, 2016. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details and financing options.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
There you are, coming up on 641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
High pressure will continue to build across the state this morning, and that results in lots of sunshine today. Comfortable temperatures, too, were 70 to 75 during the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be 50 to 55. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow, warmer, 75 to 80. Clouds head our way tomorrow night, lows near 60. Turning partly sunny, breezy Sunday, there could be a shower. Highs on Easter, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm really proud of these guys and proud of our team.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy following the A&M men's basketball team getting bounced from the NCAA basketball tournament. Men's baseball did very well. Softball is this weekend, and more coming up in sports. We'll cover it for you here in about 10 minutes.
So I was looking at it. I mean, obviously the A&M game was not fun to watch.
No.
baseball game was, though.
But every game was decided by double digits last night.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not. But that made me think, well, gosh, does this end up really kind of being a separation weekend when you're at 16 and you get down to the 8?
Right.
And so I decided to just observations from last year's Sweet 16.
Okay.
For instance, Kentucky beat West Virginia 78-39.
Wow.
So don't feel badly for A&M. You don't want to get to the Sweet 16 and only score 39 points. Not a good thing. The other thing I thought that there was, and most of the games were not double digit in the Sweet 16 last year. But one of the things to notice is the way Michigan State made it into the Final Four is they beat a team called Oklahoma last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were already in the Sweet 16. So a little bit of experience. And again, Lon Kruger's been doing this kind of thing for a long, long time.
Yeah.
How many people can name last year's national champions? I mean, do you know? You can always guess. Go, oh, well, sure, Duke. Well, it happened to be Duke. But, you know, and now they're gone, and it's interesting to go back just, and again, this is so anecdotal, because this is just to look at last year, but teams like Utah, whatever happened to them, of course, we know what happened to Louisville, don't we? Well, no, we really don't, do we?
No.
We know what they, well, we're not done with Louisville, are we?
Allegedly.
It's kind of like the Hillary Clinton emails, you just keep turning the page to see what you're going to find.
Things have allegedly happened.
Man.
I always ask, would you rather have lost, you know, on a buzzer beater, mm-hmm. those heartbreakers,
yeah.
or would you have rather just kind of gone out like last night?
Yeah.
In terms of my psyche,
mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather get blown out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd play that shot or whatever it was over and over.
Right. Yeah,
well,
I agree.
I'd have just been there 2 seconds quicker.
And
I mean, I'm sure they would have liked to play better, especially in the second half of the first half, but...
Yeah.
It would, but at the same time, I'd rather be decidedly beat than...
You could look back and go, they were better.
Hello. Yep.
We were doomed the minute Obama picked us.
We do need to start blaming stuff on him, don't we? Yeah.
Anyway. Our president, the bracket buster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they blame Bush for everything. We need to blame that on Obama. That's for sure. Well, you know, the other thing I was thinking about that this morning. How would Northern Iowa have played them? I like that team. I really like mm-hmm. that team. I mean, but just because they play old-style basketball, really good defense, But
oh, they'll grind you into the ground.
Exactly. But, and, you know, they make you pay for your mistakes. But Oklahoma just had a lot of weapons. They really did. Anyway, it was not fun to watch, but it was a great, great season. And
you know, they held Buddy Hield. He wasn't the leading scorer.
Yeah, well,
and they still just went nuts.
But
on
isn't
us.
That what it's about? Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Supposed to be able to do that. So, anyhow. So, for all those people who thought we needed to get rid of this basketball coach who talked funny from Louisiana, I'm pretty happy with him. I think he's pretty amazing.
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, I do too.
So, anyhow, so we'll look forward to next year. And at least we don't have a coach who tells us that all his players are going to the NBA, whether they like it or not. Man, I guess how a walk-on from Kentucky is going into the NBA
There's
draft.
Two walk-ons that are eligible that are going to go, and the starting five mostly gone.
That's pretty much what you call hitting the reset button, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how many years in a row has he done that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have regular guys who
they
do
don't
that.
Even make the beds for these guys at Kentucky
yeah,
anymore.
Really, yeah, it's
I
not
mean they're
worth
basically
it.
Recruiting on a 1 to 2 year basis.
Yeah, we're gonna put you up
four.
In an extended stay hotel over here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, let me see. It's 6:45. That leaves us just about enough time for all the politics we don't want to talk about.
I get to see being in Kentucky, sir. Would you like the 2 year lease?
Yeah,
just one.
You're
going to
stay for 2 years? Wow, that's really cool.
Just 9 months, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you're going to stay for 2 years, we'll actually put your name on the back of the uniform. How's that?
If you missed our Mower Madness sale at Kyrus Truck Center, I've got some good news. Hi, this is David, and because of demand, we've extended our deals on zero-turn mowers from Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. Right now, you can get a zero-turn mower for 0% financing and zero money down. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn mower. We have a great selection, and you can't beat zero. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 26th, it's all about range and pasture grasses. We'll discuss identification, value, and how to produce more of the right species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
A well-planned home landscape sticks out like a green thumb. Pay attention the next time you drive down the street. You'll see the effort that has gone into good landscape design. Its parts will have been fit together like the finely tuned parts of a machine. You'll notice the landscape, but it won't overwhelm you. And we're going to analyze why right after this message. It's the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Order by calling 800-752-4769 or from neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Remember, for a limited time, second printing at the same price as the first printing, only $28.95 plus tax and postage. 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Good landscape designs are usually simple. Their planners have gotten the maximum use from the minimum number of plants. That leaves the plan open and airy, yet important features like shade and privacy are successfully addressed. One of the first mistakes amateur planners make is to let their designs get too busy. They try too many cute things and they use too many shrouding plants. You need to keep it simply elegant. Pay attention to lines and visual flow. Unless you're planning a formal old European style of garden, it's usually best to avoid straight lines. Use sweeping curves for your bed edgings and plant in circles and ovals of loosely grouped plants. Let your planting beds vary in width and avoid any group of plants that merely repeats the lines of the house. Our objective, entire objective in landscaping ought to be to make our house look like it was just dropped down in the middle of a beautiful woodland site. You want it to look like every plant is in the right place, but you don't want it to look contrived and unnatural. That means, then, that you should also address the scale of the plants that you're using. Plan with an eye toward mature size. Avoid large shrubs that will need frequent pruning. Don't let your shade trees overwhelm the rest of the yard. If you have small spaces, choose small plants. If you're designing for a large garden, use big trees and shrubs. Walks and patios should be sized accordingly, again with an eye toward the scale of the overall project. Use texture to the fullest. Just as plants' mature sizes vary, so will their leaf sizes and surfaces. Large leaf, coarse-surfaced leaves will have especially bold textures. Use them to add zing to a bland planting area. On the other hand, if you have lots of busy architectural features on your house already, you may not want the plants to compete. Use soft-textured, small-leaf plants in those situations just to keep the design from getting too restless. If you've ever worked with an interior decorator, you may have discovered that all of the accessory items go together as a package as you finish a room. You may buy items you'd never buy individually, but put together as a unit, they all work together. Well, the same thinking comes into play in your landscape. You can use many of your favorite plant types in the design, but be careful that it has unity. You don't want the look of a nursery sale yard. Indeed, you want to concentrate on a few of the best plant species that can meet your goals, then use them as common threads through your design. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Jordan Woodward scored 22 points, and Buddy Hield had 17 and 10 boards to lead the second-seed Oklahoma Sooners to a 77-63 win over third-seed Texas A&M in the NCAA West Regional yesterday. A&M was held without a field goal for almost 7.5 minutes in the first half. Here's A&M head coach Billy Kennedy.
We ran into a very good team that played extremely well. Every mistake that we made, they made us pay. Jordan Woodward was, to me, played a heck of a game. We just felt like we had a tough time matching up with their quickness, and when we had opportunities to score, we struggled. And I'm really proud of these guys and proud of our team. I just wish we would have played better in this game, because we were definitely capable of playing better than we played.
The Maroon White wrap up a season which was one of the best in program history at 28-9. The Aggies won their first ever SEC championship and the first regular season conference title for the program since 1986. And the 28 wins are a school record. The top two seeds in both the South and West regionals will be playing tomorrow for a trip to the Final Four. The Sooners now play West number one seed Oregon, which bounced Duke 82-68. In the South regional play, in Louisville, second seed Villanova eliminated Miami 92-69. Kansas won their seventh seed straight by beating Maryland 79-63 to reach the final. The number two Aggie baseball team jumped out to an early lead and tacked on four late to topple number 13 LSU and the Tigers. J.B. Moss continued his hot hitting, and hitting streak for that matter. He went 3-for-5, 2 runs on 1 double with 1 RBI and 3 stolen bases. Moss has reached base in all 21 games, and he scored in the first inning in each of the last 5. Aggie bats have been hot out of the gate this season, and they did score first, but not enough to make Coach Childress comfortable.
It is concerning, you know, when you don't get those big hits early, it's usually going to be a one-run game, and it's game on until the end. But we were fortunate enough there in the 7th and 8th inning to line them up and be able to get some big hits and able to pull away from them late.
The squad returns to action tonight for game 2 of the series at Bluebell. First pitch slated for 8:02, and it's on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. We'll keep it on the diamond for the number 10 Aggie softball team there in Athens, Georgia. For the number 12 Bulldogs, Aggie coach Joe Evans said the teams just really couldn't be more different.
We're very young, very inexperienced, and they're very old and experienced. They've got All-Americans. They've got probably five or six seniors who are catalysts in their lineup. So it's a different, completely different look than us, but we know that they're going to play us tough. It's not an easy place to play. Their field is hard. They tailor it for their lefty slappers. And so it's a place that we're used to playing, but it's not we haven't had as much success there as we would have liked.
First pitch at 5 for the first of 3 SEC games this weekend. All could be heard on Navasota News 1550. Quick heads up for you. Texas A&M's 2016 Maroon and White game will be televised nationally by the SEC Network starting at 5. That's Saturday, April the 9th. Congratulations to A&M senior guard Courtney Walker. She was named to the WBCA All-Region 2 team. It's the second year she's been chosen for that team. Walker is the Aggies' all-time scoring leader with 1,989 career points, and it was the leading scorer in the SEC this season. Quick look at the NBA sees the San Antonio Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, fellow starter Danny Green, and two key reserves Boris Diaw and Patty Mills against Memphis tonight when they attempt to match the NBA's longest home winning streak to open a season. Leonard suffered a bruised right quad in the victory over Miami Wednesday. The Spurs are 36-0 at home this season. In the NHL, the Coyotes got a 3-1 win over a sloppy Dallas Stars squad last night in Arizona. In Lone Star MLB Spring Baseball, the Texas Rangers split squad earned a 12-1 win over the Oakland Athletics yesterday. Chichi Gonzalez allowed one hit over 5 scoreless innings, and John Reggiano hit a pair of 2-run homers as Texas defeated Cincinnati 12-5. The other game saw A.J. Reed smash one deep in the second that landed in the dirt at the base of the wall. The ball was clearly visible, but Jonas Cepedes put his hands up to signal it was unplayable and should be a ground rule double. Reed easily made it to second base and jogged the rest of the way home while Cepedes stood by. Stros end up beating the Mets 8-5. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we got basketball fever. And like your favorite team, with Tom Light's competitive internet pricing, you can be a master of the pick and roll. Pick from our amazing Chevy selection at TomLight.com, like the agile Malibu, the energetic Cruze, the versatile Equinox, the powerful Camaro, or the big man Silverado, and roll out in a championship caliber ride. When you see the Tom Light price, you won't have to travel all over to score a slam dunk of a deal. Training, experience, and dedication are the keys to a strong team, and nobody beats our team at Tom Light Chevrolet. Take the Tom Light Challenge, and you'll see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs. They also do polyurethane concrete raising for driveways and sidewalks and patios.